Danielle Steele's Mixed Blessings. A bridal veil is picked up, then a lacy garter is slipped onto a leg. A photograph is taken of the groom and a friend dressed in white tuxedos. The buttons are done up on the back of a wedding dress, then the radiant bride turns round and smiles. A wedding ring box is opened, and a foot slips into an ivory satin shoe. A buttonhole is fixed to the lapel of a different groom's suit, and another bride clasps a pearl necklace around her neck. A shirt collar is adjusted, and a long white satin glove is smoothed up an arm. A third groom shrugs on his black tuxedo jacket, and his beautiful bride turns around, resplendent in a full white veil and sleeveless dress. It's a sunny day, and two white swans are floating on water surrounded by beautiful parkland. Nearby, wedding guests are gathering round a gazebo.
Where are the rest of the musicians?
Oh, she's wonderful. You'll love her.
You promised me a chamber orchestra. One harp player.
We were already over budget.
I don't care. You should have told me.
Excuse me. I have to go and check the cannolis.
Hey, Charlie. It's time. So how are you going to pay for all this? Rob a bank?
I don't care, Mark. Barbie deserves the best.
In a church, the third groom turns round and the congregation rises as two bridesmaids make their way slowly down the aisle. Then the bride appears, walking slowly down the aisle on her father's arm. She beams happily at everyone, and the groom smiles warmly at her as she approaches him. Now, by a tranquil lake with misty mountains in the distance, a slightly older bride in an ivory lace suit takes a few steps forwards. She stops at the top of a grassy hill and smiles down at the wedding guests, before joining her groom, whose hair's greying at the temples.
You must be the bride.
You looking for one?
Yeah, I am.
They head down to the altar. Now, Charlie's wedding.
As we are all gathered here in this beautiful setting and in the presence of God, you are performing an act of utter faith, believing in one another to the end. Do you, Charles Winwood, take this woman, Barbara Elizabeth Chandler, to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
I do.
I do.
And Pilar Graham, after 15 years of loving Brad, can you finally commit to being his wife?
Oh, Marina.
I dare you say no.
Yes, I do. I would be proud to be your wife.
Beaming at her new husband, Pilar reaches up and kisses him passionately on the mouth. Now Charlie and Barbara kiss, then pull apart and exchange a tender smile. Finally, the third couple, Andy and Diana, move forward to kiss before the minister. 11 months later, Brad and Pilar are on a modest yacht in a harbour.
You're out of your mind. My client was a perfect employee for 19 years.
Yeah, and then he stole $100,000 from his company.
He was a scapegoat. That was a clerical error.
I can't believe you got Judge Waters and the jury to go for that.
Yeah, but you're just mad because I proved you wrong. You think that 7 years on the bench makes you a better judge of cases than I am.
My darling, I could never underestimate you. You convinced the jury that grand larceny was nothing more than a cyberspace glitch.
Yeah, you gotta admit I'm pretty good, huh?
Hey, Dad.
Hey!
Hey!
Hi, Pilar. Thought I'd catch you here.
Yep. Pretty safe bet on a Saturday.
Hello, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Where? Mm. So, your dad here,
is upset because I won a case that he thinks I should have lost.
I'm upset because you deceived 12 ostensibly intelligent people.
So guess what?
Deceived, please. I deceived just because I came up with an argument that made sense.
I'm sorry.
Made sense? You're crazy.
Hello? Aren't either of you even slightly interested as to why I drove all the way out here today?
Because you love us.
No, Dad. It's because I'm pregnant.
What?
I'm gonna have a baby.
Oh, honey, that's wonderful.
Oh, I'm so happy for you. Oh, my gosh. You're gonna be a grandfather.
Yeah, isn't that great? And you're gonna be a grandmother.
No, 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 wait a second. I am going to be a step-grandmother, and we can be extremely young.
Oh, honey, I think that's wonderful. I mean, I couldn't be happier.
Me neither. Can't imagine how strange it all feels, though. It's like your body isn't even your own anymore. Know what I mean?
Well, no, actually, I don't, but, wow.
Itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and whistled the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. So the itsy bitsy spider went up the spout. Where'd he go? He went up the spout.
Construction crew want a cold drink?
Yes, Lisa. Sounds like a great idea.
Diana's in the kitchen.
He is so great with kids.
Isn't he?
Oh, he always has been.
Oh, did you get the forks?
Damn, I'm not.
So, Diana, you were saying...
Well, when the photo crew got to the house,
it was nothing like the Polaroids the designer had sent. I'm telling you, nothing. It was just the worst.
Ariel, you come here right now. Did you push your little cousin on purpose?
No.
Well, it looked that way to me. You go over there right now and you apologize. So, the Polaroids, they weren't very good?
No, they were fine. They just didn't reflect the home.
My magazine has spent thousands, I'm telling you, thousands
of dollars.
I said,
go, young lady.
I won't do it.
Do you think just because my hands are full that I'm not watching you?
I won't do it.
Mom, look after JoJo.
Diana's father's building a Wendy house in the living room.
That's good, Dad.
Diana goes over to Andy, who's still playing the piano. She sways behind him for a moment, then perches on the stool beside him.
Promise me something. If we ever have children, we will have at least one adult conversation a day.
Okay, I promise. But what is all this if we ever have children stuff?
Well, it's not like we're pregnant yet.
Hey, it's been a year, so...
I know. That's exactly what Jack says.
You talked to Jack about this?
Andy, he's an OB.
He's also Gail's husband.
I know that, but he's not going to say anything. He gave me a name of a specialist.
Oh, Di, come on, honey. We don't need a specialist. We just need time. Relax. Okay?
Barbara and Charlie are in bed.
You said that after a year we could start trying to have kids. And that year is just a couple of weeks away.
Honey, I thought my acting career would be more off the ground by now. I've only done a couple local commercials.
She wouldn't have to quit being an actress if we had a child.
But what if my big break came and I was pregnant? Or if I got a TV series and I needed to move to L.A.?
But our lives are here in Seattle.
No, I'm in Seattle for the theater.
Are you saying that you want to wait longer before we have kids?
Honey, I know how important kids are to you, growing up an orphan and everything. But I told you before, I don't know if I ever want them.
You said that once we were married...
I said that once we were married that maybe I would feel different. Charlie, I don't.
You just need more time, that's all. Just to get used to the idea.
Barbara turns away from him. Now, in an office.
Can you make sure Mrs. Marcus comes back in 3 months?
Of course.
Thanks. Hi.
Hi.
Alex Johnson.
Diana Douglas.
Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, what brings you here?
Well, we've been trying to get pregnant for the last 11 months, and so far, nothing's happened.
Maybe you've been trying too hard?
Well, that's what everyone says. My mother, my sisters, my husband.
Your husband's not as worried as you are?
No. No, he says, relax, it'll happen sooner or later.
He could be right. Does he work around any chemicals or toxins?
No, he's an attorney.
And you work for the Seattle Times Sunday Magazine. Those are both pretty stressful jobs.
Yeah, but we've tried relaxation, vacation, and nothing seems to work.
All right. Let's run a few tests and see what we can find.
Now, Pilar sitting by a roaring fire. Brad comes in and pours her a glass of wine.
Do you think that maybe we should have done something a little more special for our anniversary?
Hmm? What could be more special than this, huh?
Sailing our boat through the Greek islands. One-on-one with Wayne Gretzky. Doing the boogaloo with Princess Diana. I could go on. What?
Oh, silly. I have something I want to talk to you about, and I'm actually embarrassed.
You?
Well, I know that's hard to believe, but, okay.
It's about your embezzler, isn't it?
He was not an embezzler. No, it's about us.
The counsel may approach the bench.
I was, thinking that maybe, if you're still interested...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could try to have a baby.
Are you serious?
Yes, I think I am.
But I'm going to be a grandfather in just a few months.
A very young grandfather.
By the time he was in college, I would be retired. I might not even live to see him graduate.
Oh, no, don't say that, please. Please, I need you around at least until I grow up, and that could take a lot longer.
Honey, I really like our life now, just the way it is.
So do I.
I mean, what would we do.
It's wonderful.
What would we do with a kid on a boat?
Oh, God, maybe I'm just being selfish. It's just the time is running out for me. You know, I mean, it may have already. And lately, I just can't stop thinking about having a baby with you.
I wanted to have a baby with you ever since we met. I just figured that he'd have his driver's license by now. You really want to do this?
I do.
Well, we'd have an awful lot of fun trying, wouldn't we?
You sure you want to?
No. Okay. You really like making me wait for things, don't you?
Thank you for waiting.
Charlie's sitting alone at his kitchen table that's laid out for dinner. He sips some champagne, then puts the glass back on the table. Barbara arrives back, and he glares at her.
Where were you?
I told you. I had an audition, then I went shopping with Judy.
That was 7 hours ago.
Well, we stopped in for a little drink.
On our anniversary?
Charlie, our anniversary... I am such a jerk.
You forgot.
Well, I really screwed up my audition, and Judy took me out to cheer me up.
She walks over to him, looking sheepish.
Pour me some champagne, I'll make it up to you.
Barney, please.
What'd you make?
She sits on his lap.
Pasta Michelangelo.
Mmm.
It's delicious.
I'm so sorry, baby.
She kisses him passionately. After a moment, he begins to respond and unzips the back of her tight black dress. Now, Andy and Diana's anniversary.
Guess first.
Oh, I don't know. A watch?
Next to Michelle Pfeiffer, who is your favorite cat?
My Jay. You didn't.
the shift knob.
Thank you. You're the best wife anybody ever had.
Mm. Well, it must be true love for me to search through every mechanic's garage for the last 8 months.
She raises her eyebrows expectantly.
Well?
A jewelry box.
Happy anniversary, Mrs. Douglas.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful bracelet.
Annie, that's beautiful. It's perfect.
She takes it out of the box, then gives it to him. He fastens it around her wrist.
I'm sorry I've been so uptight lately. It's a scheduled sex thing.
Really? Mm. Well, it's, you know, for me, it's, I like knowing I'm gonna have sex. Mm. Every fourth Wednesday.
They kiss.
You order me something wonderful, and I'll be back in a second.
Okay.
She gets up from the table and walks off through the restaurant. A moment later, in the ladies, she emerges from a cubicle and goes to stand in front of the mirror. She stares sadly at her own reflection, then turns away, looking devastated. When she gets back to the table, Andy's still admiring his polished wooden gear stick knob.
You okay?
No.
Oh, honey.
I'm sorry, I want to go home.
No.
No, there's just no way that I can enjoy tonight.
Oh, come on. I mean, at least you can have a glass of wine now. I mean, it's our anniversary, for crying out loud. Just forget it for 2 minutes. You can't obsess about it.
Just don't get it, do you?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that.
Charlie's in Alex's office.
So, what can I do for you? A guy I work with said that you helped his sister and her husband get pregnant after they've been trying for years.
Are you and your wife trying to get pregnant?
Well, I am.
This isn't a solo sport, you know.
Yeah, well, you see, I don't think that Barbie, that's my wife, I don't think that she wants to get pregnant. But I do.
Are you using birth control?
Well, not when I can talk her out of it. I know that sounds pretty bad, doctor. But I just wanted to make sure that I was okay.
Okay, we'll take a look.
Brad and Pilar and Andy and Diana are sitting in the same waiting room.
Having a baby is supposed to be some sort of miracle. I feel like I'm trapped in a science experiment.
Relax.
Charlie comes out of Alex's office.
Mr. Douglas?
Andy stands up.
Did you bring your semen sample?
Diana hands him a paper bag. Later, Pilar and Brad are in Alex's office.
All of your preliminary tests checked out fine, but since time is a factor for both of you, I propose we give nature a little nudge. I'd like to schedule an artificial insemination for the next time you ovulate.
Really?
I think it could be helpful. I'll start you off on clomiphene. It's not always useful in women over 40, but it's a hormone that fools the body into producing unusually high levels of progesterone.
Will it grow hair on her chin?
No. It may make you tense, though. Right before ovulation, I'll give you an ultrasound to check your follicle. If everything's okay, I'll give you a shot of another hormone the night before you ovulate. Don't be disappointed if you don't get pregnant right away.
Now Alex comes in to see Diana and Andy.
Hi.
Hi.
How do you feel?
I've felt better.
Well, if it's any consolation, I think this last test was worth it. We may have found our culprit. All of Andy's tests checked out normal. But I was concerned with that IUD Diana had several years ago. It looks like your right tube is blocked. And the left one's a little hazy, too.
So what does that mean exactly?
I can't be sure yet. I would love to schedule a laparoscopy for next week.
Oh, what's that?
We'll admit you into the hospital, make a very small incision near your belly button, through which we'll insert a telescope that allows us to look at your tubes, uterus, and any possible obstructions.
Hello? Hey. Hi, Doc. How's it going? No, I'm a little sick of coming in there. Just tell me, did I get any hamsters pregnant?
Charlie's face falls as he listens.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right, bye.
In Diana's hospital room.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it look?
I don't know. I guess, well, Dr. Johnson will be in any minute. I'm sure everything's fine.
Yeah, me too.
Come in.
Alex comes in.
So?
He looks at Diana and sighs.
I'm afraid both tubes are badly scarred. One appears to be fully blocked. The other is badly damaged. I think it would be extremely unlikely that an egg could make it through.
What does that mean?
I'd say you've got about a 1 in 10,000 chance of ever getting pregnant.
Andy looks shocked.
Well, what can you do about that?
Nothing. I'm sorry. You've got severe adhesions on both ovaries. Even an attempt to retrieve an egg could cause permanent internal damage. That pretty much rules out in vitro fertilization. It might be possible to fertilize another woman's egg with Andy's sperm and put it back in your womb, but there's no guarantee of that succeeding either.
Why didn't I feel it? I don't understand. How does this happen?
It was a silent infection. That's how they work. Probably caused by that IUD.
Yeah, but I should have known. I should have felt something. Somebody should have known.
You do have other options. As I said, the donor ovum, and there's adoption, surrogacy.
No. No, there has to be something. There has to be something that you can do.
Alex shakes his head.
This is so unfair. Having children, you don't understand. I have planned my whole life around having children.
I'm sorry.
Alex glances at Andy, who's looking down at his wife sadly. Then Alex gets up to leave. Diana breaks down in tears. Now, a nurse hands Brad a small specimen pot.
Take as long as you like. After you've produced the sperm sample, press this button. I'll come get you and we'll proceed with the insemination.
First the sample, then the button.
He's gonna need a bigger cup.
Like a teenager about to lose his virginity.
Whoa. Rude, crude, and nude. Triple exotic fantasies. Maybe have some makeout music.
Not for people as old as we are.
Honey, the Lennon sisters. Bobby Goldsboro?
Hey,
Glenn Campbell?
You want to make a baby, huh? Well, you know, as we used to say in the old days.
What did you say?
Let's get it on.
Later, they press the button.
I wonder how they do the insemination.
Maybe with a turkey baster.
That night at Diana and Andy's.
You said you were coming up. What are you doing?
Some odds and ends. Why don't you just go back to bed, okay? Sometimes I think that I can really handle this, and other times... I've been thinking of some of the options that the doctor mentioned.
What, adoption?
No, not that. I was thinking of the donor ovum thing. I mean, at least one part of the child could come from one of us.
Okay. Well, when we see the doctor in a couple of months, we can ask
Andy,
him.
Andy, we said when we got married, we'd start a family. We've already wasted a year.
Sweet, look at me. Look at me.
He turns around to face him.
We haven't wasted a moment together. You're exhausted. And upset. Okay, just leave this stuff. Just leave it. Let me dry a nice hot bath and I'll give you a rub. Let's just try and get some sleep, okay? We'll talk about it in the morning. Besides, I think we need to be a little more clear-headed before we start making decisions like this.
Do you think that we should even consider a surrogate?
Yeah, we can think about it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Being a surrogate is incredibly important for me. So, of course, I will sign a contract saying that I won't do any drugs or drink while I'm pregnant.
I should hope so.
And John totally understands. He's amazing.
Really?
Well, money's money, you know.
That's just enough to cover the medical costs and a few clothes and a couple months off work.
And what if you should want this child back?
Oh, I won't. I would never screw with my karma like that.
Yeah, she's not too crazy about kids anyway.
Okay, well, we have another candidate to meet.
I've heard enough.
Excuse us. Diane. Diana.
No, this is disgusting. The lengths that people like us will go to have a child.
That night, Andy arrives back home.
Diana?
He slides the French door shut, then heads upstairs. He finds Diana standing by a cot in a bedroom, pulling things out of it and throwing them into a box on the floor. He stands watching her from the doorway with a look of concern on his face. She snatches the yellow bedding out of the cot and tosses it into the box. After a moment, Andy turns his back on the scene and stares into space. It's another bright sunny day, and Pilar standing by a window holding a pregnancy test stick. She checks her watch.
What's it say?
It hasn't been long enough yet.
Let's see.
No, come on. You're making me nervous.
Come on.
You are. Mm. Go away. Go away.
No, I want to stay and see if the turkey baster worked.
Get out of here.
Brad,
what? It's blue.
It is?
It's blue.
Oh, baby.
Maybe I'll talk to you later.
All right. How about you and Barbie coming by for dinner tonight?
Barbie went to Vegas for the week.
By herself?
She's with her old roommate, Judy. They used to be showgirls together.
So why didn't you go with her?
Mark, I don't like Vegas. It's too loud and crazy. And besides, I can't walk away from this project right now.
Barbie still likes Vegas, huh?
I guess she needs to feel that glamour once in a while. Needs to feel like she's still an actress.
Barbara's in a bar, flirting.
No, she hasn't gotten any work this whole year. And she's really talented. She deserves to make it.
Barbara leaves the bar with a man. Now, Diana's at her mom's birthday party. Diana takes the cake and sits down next to Andy.
Happy birthday, Grandma!
Happy love. This is
happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Whoa, that was a big one. Mom, do you want to feel?
Oh, I'd love to, yes.
You know, you better get started, Diana, if you want to actually do something with that fancy baby's room other than just decorate it.
Oh, I think you've got a linebacker this time. You didn't even kick that hard.
I was in the bath last week, and it kicked so hard it made waves.
For God's sake, can't this family talk about anything other than babies? I don't care if that baby kicks your teeth out. I don't want to hear about it for 10 minutes. Is that possible?
Who the hell do you think you are?
Gail, please.
No, what does she have to be upset about, huh? Her job? Her career? What?
I'm sorry, Mom, I shouldn't have come. No, Diana, I'm sick to death of your little tantrums. You think you could maybe join us for dinner just once without having to be the most important person in the room? Just shut up, Gail, okay?
You don't know anything about me or my life. I don't have babies because I can't. Is that clear enough for you? But do you guys understand that? My insides have turned to mush because of an IUD. So, what should we talk about? My job, which I no longer care about? Or maybe we should talk about the Murphy baby. Or maybe we should talk about the McWilliamsons. Or maybe we should just sit around and feel Sam's stomach. Diana.
Andy gets up and goes after his wife, and Gail sits back down at the table. Now, Pilar.
Oh, hey. I was hoping that maybe we could stop in at Nordstrom's after this. I want to show you this pram that I found. It is the most adorable thing that you've ever seen. Excuse me. It's blue, and it has like a silk lining.
Oh, sounds incredibly impractical.
Oh, it weighs a ton.
And so, of course, you must have it.
Of course.
Can we do it another time? I'm already late.
Well, you know, I wanted to do it today because they only have one.
And you only have 8 more months to go.
7.5, please. All right, so maybe I am overreacting just a tad.
A tad?
But it's so exciting. It's so exciting. And there's so many decisions to make.
Oh, you'll be fine.
I've put in for like 4 months maternity leave. Do you think that's enough?
You told them already?
Yeah, they were thrilled. They even threw me a party. And I was thinking that I would work right up until the end. There's no problem with that, is there?
Maybe you should decide a little closer to the date, say next year.
You're no fun.
Now, Andy's polishing a sleek black car. The garage door opens and Diana emerges, carrying 2 packed holdalls. He throws down his rag and goes over to her.
What's going on?
I'm going away. I need some time.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to be spending some time in my parents' beach house.
When did you decide all of this?
Andy.
No, hey. You weren't even going to discuss this with me?
You are a great lawyer, okay? You would just talk me out of it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No, it's not crazy. Andy, I spent my whole childhood singing, "Here comes love, here comes marriage, here comes Diana with a baby carriage."
That's a nursery rhyme.
Maybe, but that's the way it's supposed to be.
Hey, having children is not that important to me.
Come on, Andy. You play with every child you see. We have planned for it. We have decorated the baby's room.
Yeah, and now we can't have them.
No. I can't have them. Me. You can't.
What about us?
I love you. I do, but can't you understand that I am beginning to feel like I am disappearing?
Oh, come on.
Andy, I don't know who I am anymore. Who the hell was that in my parents' house the other day? Did you hear me? Oh, my God, Andy. How much longer are you going to go on pretending that I'm getting better about this? Because I'm not.
Well, now, you're being completely irrational.
No, this is the most single, rational decision I have made in months.
And you've made it alone.
There is really nothing that you can say or do that is going to change my mind. I have to figure this out on my own. Just do this for me. Fine.
She gets into her car and drives off, leaving him standing in the driveway. He walks slowly back over to his car, looking shell-shocked. Pilar's decorating a Christmas tree.
Look at all the presents.
Can't get over how much he's grown.
Neither can I.
Well, your dad and I have something to tell you, which I think will come as a surprise. But life is full of surprises. Wonderful surprises.
You're buying a new house.
Nope.
Better than that. We're having a baby.
That's great. Congratulations.
Did you hear that? Okay.
I can't believe it, but aren't you too old?
Apparently, Mother Nature doesn't think so.
Yeah, but your grandparents.
Yeah, we know.
Pilar, haven't you gone through menopause?
Nancy, it's enough.
Well, on that happy note, what can I get for anyone in the kitchen?
Brad looks at his daughter.
That was not necessary.
Now, Charlie and Barbara are kissing.
You can open your eyes now.
No.
Come on. I have something I want to tell you.
Me too.
Okay, but I want to go first.
Okay.
Gonna like this. You ready? I'm pregnant.
He stares at her.
Sure. I mean, you couldn't be wrong.
No.
He looks lost for words.
Honey, Charlie, I thought you were going to be excited about this.
A while ago, I went to see a fertility specialist. I'm sterile.
Honey, whoever told you that is crazy. Pregnant. About 5 weeks.
About the same time you went to Vegas, isn't it?
He gets up.
Whose baby is it?
It's yours, Charlie.
You're lying to me.
I am not.
You're lying to me! God, this whole time, I've at least been able to convince myself that you tell the truth.
Fine. Fine, I am lying. I kept this baby, Charlie, because I know how much you want one.
So what, you just thought you'd palm it off on me? Charlie's so desperate he won't know the difference?
Stop it, Charlie. I never said I was perfect.
Why, Barbie?
Because you want too much from me.
And this guy in Vegas wanted just enough.
He takes a few steps away from her.
Get the hell out of here. Get out.
She glances over at him, then walks past him back into the bedroom. Now, Andy comes into the foyer of a building.
You just make sure it's delivered by tomorrow morning.
Hi.
Andy, what are you doing here?
Just hear me out, all right?
Not here.
Well, where then? You won't take my calls. You won't see me.
Andy, I'm not ready.
Hi. We can get through this together.
Andy, you say that now. But in 20 years, when it's just us alone sitting at that dinner table, it's me that you're going to blame.
That's not true.
It's true. I feel so trapped. This is the only thing I can do.
Why?
Because every time you come here, every time you call, you are driving me further away.
Sweetheart, that's the last thing I want to do.
Then go. If you care anything about me, leave.
I don't believe this.
I don't care what you believe.
Okay. Okay.
At Brad and Pilar's house.
You know what Nancy said about the baby really hit home. Bet you that everybody secretly feels that way.
No, you said that people at work were thrilled.
Yeah, well, maybe, but I mean, how can you not think we're too old?
Look, honey, we're not that old. Besides, if I'd raised my daughter to be not so spoiled, she'd be here telling you that right now.
He goes over to answer the phone.
Hello. Oh, yes. Yeah, she's right here. It's Nancy. She's...
Oh, God.
What's the matter?
I've got this really weird cramp.
Where?
In my stomach. And I've had them before. Oh, geez.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Come on. What? What?
So Mr. Frederick's here to see you. He says it's about Diana.
Oh, send him in.
A man in a suit comes in.
Andrew Douglas.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're served.
He's handed Andy a brown envelope. Quickly, Andy slits it open with a paper knife. Inside is a petition for dissolution of marriage. Andy stares at the divorce papers in shock. Now, Charlie knocks at a door.
Charlie.
Hi, Judy. Is Barbie here?
No. She actually...
It's okay, Jude. Hi, Charlie. Come on in.
Charlie steps inside and Judy comes to stand next to Barbara.
I'm tired.
Yeah, well.
What do you think, Judy? Can we have a minute alone?
Barbara nods at Judy, who leaves them in private.
I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I want to keep the baby. I mean, it's not the child's fault that we have problems or that you... Anyway, I think we can make it work.
I had an abortion yesterday.
What? How could you do that without talking to me?
It wasn't your baby. Judy quit her job and we're going back to Vegas and we're gonna start dancing again.
Just like that. And what about us?
What about my career, Charlie? What about my dreams?
I thought they were our dreams.
Charlie, you deserve some nice girl who's gonna appreciate you, who wants to stay home and cook, and you can adopt a couple of kids, and you can just be real happy.
Charlie nods, looking distraught.
Well, thanks for working it all out for me.
We should get a divorce.
They both stare at each other. Then he looks away. Pilar standing on the terrace of her house looking out over the lake. She comes back inside where Brad's working on a model boat.
You look like you're frozen through.
I've made a decision and, I hope you don't hate me or feel like I'm a flake.
No, I wouldn't.
But, I know that this is totally irrational, but, deep down I feel like this miscarriage was a failure on my part.
No, Pilar.
I know, because I read all the books and, I knew that it was a long shot from the start, but, losing our baby, I don't know, I feel like there's something wrong with me, you know? I mean, with the way I'm built or...
Oh, you know that that is true.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I knew the risk, so... I don't understand why I keep having this overwhelming feeling that I've lost this little person that I knew. You know, it was like part you, part me.
I know.
Anyway, I don't think that I can go through that again. So, I don't want to go back to Dr. Johnson for another insemination.
Wait a minute. What are you saying?
He comes to sit beside her.
Are you saying that you don't want us to try to have a baby anymore?
No. I just don't want to go through another high-tech circus. If it happens, it happens. Can you live with that?
If you can.
He takes her hand.
You know, I haven't been much use in the romance department lately.
Well, I just figured that the romance department was closed for the holidays.
She smiles and leans against his shoulder. Then they sit back and hug each other tightly.
I missed you.
Pilar looks up at him and they nuzzle into each other. Now in a park.
Oh, I'm sorry. You go right here. Whoa! Oh, good catch. What do you say, honey?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Looks like you can use some practice on that arm.
Yeah, I've got Little League tryouts next week.
Oh. Well, try to remember, keep your eye on where you want the ball to go. Okay? And just relax.
Do you want to throw a little?
Great, honey. Maybe tomorrow. I have to get back to work.
Okay, I'm Annie.
It's nice to meet you, Annie. I'm Charlie.
Oh, I'm Beth.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Charlie. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right. It is.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I'm sorry about that pillow. Here, give me the box.
Beth and Annie walk off, and Charlie carries on shooting some hoops. Waves lap onto a rocky shoreline. Diana's walking alone along the beach when Andy comes over to her.
Hi.
Andy. What are you doing here?
Well, I got your divorce papers, and I'm not signing them.
Look, in 5 months, you'll have a whole new life.
I don't want a new life.
Well, you're going to want a new life.
Listen, stop telling me what I'm going to want. We've loved each other for 5 years. I deserve more respect than that. You've been telling me to respect what you're doing. What about respecting me? All this time, I've been trying to tell you that I want us to be together, no matter what. Don't insult me by not taking me at my word.
Andy, I just don't want to tie you down.
I'm not going to be tied down. You know, and if you think that you're releasing me to go off and have a family with somebody else, there is nobody else. And what you and I feel for one another is what's going to get us through. Unless you've suddenly stopped loving me. Have you?
She looks up at him sadly and shakes her head slightly.
No.
Well, then at least think about us trying to get through this together. It's the simplest idea in the world. A married couple helping each other through a difficult time.
After a moment, she nods.
All right.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
Well, while you're thinking about it, do you wanna have dinner with me?
No.
There's no strings, just...
He looks at her intently.
Just think about it.
Now, Pilar's in her office going through her diary. She turns over a page, muttering to herself. She looks over at a calendar on her desk and starts counting the weeks. Looking a little shocked, she gets up, picks up her handbag and walks out. Now she's in the ladies' room, staring at a pregnancy test stick and checking her watch. Hearing someone come in, she quickly hides it under a tissue.
We had a coffee.
The woman leaves, and Pilar picks up the stick again. She looks at it, then heaves a big sigh. Later, she arrives back home.
What's the matter?
She walks over to him and holds up the pregnancy test.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
He picks her up and swings her around. Then they kiss. Now Andy and Diana.
Oh, I had such a clear picture in my head of what my life was supposed to be. And it revolved around children. I was so focused on that, Andy, that I never stopped to think about what it was I wanted.
What is that?
I don't know exactly.
But I do know all that time alone forced me to think about it, and you were right. The most important thing is what we have together.
Now, why didn't I think of that?
Uh-huh.
Do me a favor, will you?
I'll try.
Promise me that you'll stop feeling as though you're depriving me of something.
That's impossible, because I am.
You're not. What's important is that we love each other. Not what we may or may not do in the future. And I do love you.
And I love you.
They kiss gently on the lips. Then Andy trails kisses down her neck and she smiles happily.
Well, so I guess this date's going okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can do it again sometime.
Ah, oh, this feels so good. I almost forgot my troubles.
Even Wanda?
Mm-hmm. She was the worst. Surrogate mother with the scorpion tattoos. Too bad my sense of humor was shot. I was thinking about it last week, and it dawned on me how funny she was. I wanted to call you on the phone.
Well, I wish you had. You're my best friend, you know?
And you're mine.
Charlie, Beth, and Danny are at a rollerblading rink.
I'll see something to drink.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Annie, we're going over here. Oh.
Oh, great, is she in?
Third. Oh, she's doing great.
I can see why.
Beth looks at him.
And you're a nurse?
Oh, not yet. I was never able to finish my training. I work as an aide.
She's a great kid.
Yeah, I'm really lucky. Do you have any children of your own?
Mm-hmm. Not yet. I'd like to adopt someday. I was an orphan, so I know what it's like to need a family and not have one.
I was an orphan, too.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. My parents died when I was 12. I went to live with my aunt for a while, and then when I was 16, I ran away.
Why?
Oh, long story.
Well, interesting. Really?
You get married. I know, it's stupid. My husband was a drunk. Beat me up. I really don't know why I stayed as long as I did, but by the time I was ready to leave, I was pregnant. I had Annie when I was 18.
Hey, Charlie, what's this?
Oh, great!
Good job. She didn't get her skating talent from me, did she?
Andy and Diana arrive home.
Thanks for walking through the door.
This feels so weird.
You want to come in?
No, actually, I should be getting back to the beach house. I'm really out of
place. Thanks for getting down.
For
a minute.
He throws down his bags and starts to kiss her.
I can't really stay, but well,
yeah, but
let me just help you.
They head upstairs, pausing for a kiss halfway up. Later, they're lying naked in bed.
Oh, I've always been thinking about us and about everything.
Really? Well, that's strange. I hadn't given this any thought.
Come on. No, now I know I said I wouldn't think of any other options except having our own child, but... You know, that's because I think everything seems so... I don't know, so sleazy, you know?
Well, Wanda didn't help.
No, she didn't. I didn't know if maybe you'd be interested in... adopting.
Are you kidding? Of course I'd be interested.
You know what? You are?
Yeah.
They kiss again.
I'm so lucky to have you in my life.
Yes, you are. Hmm. Don't you forget it.
Is that it?
Uh-huh. There's the sack. Mm-hmm. And right there, that little grayish thing. That's the baby.
Unbelievable.
Looks just like me. Gray hair and all.
Hmm. What's this?
What?
Brace yourselves. You're having twins.
What?
It's true. What? Look here.
Where?
No.
Twins. Oh, my.
Oh,
God.
We're having two big... Is that okay?
That's fine. You'll be fine.
Oh, my God. This is serious.
What are we going to do?
You're going to buy two of everything.
We're going to buy
I want you to take it very easy for the next 6 months. Pilar?
Twins.
Yeah. No running.
Listen.
No exercise, no heavy lifting. Cut your workload. Stay at home as much as you can.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, what about her? We're having twins.
Your husband's on line three.
Oh, thanks.
Diana picks up the phone.
Hi, honey.
Hi. Ready for good news too quick?
Probably not.
You remember I told you about Eric, my lawyer friend who handles adoptions? Mm-hmm. Well, he's got somebody right now. And she's in labor, and if we're interested, we got to be in San Francisco tonight.
Don't they have other couples ahead of us?
Well, there was one, but they dropped out, and Eric called to see if we're really interested. Are we?
You call the airlines. I'll grab a bag and meet you at the airport.
Okay.
See ya.
At the airport.
Well, the mother is an 18-year-old undergraduate from Stanford. This is her first pregnancy. And Eric says she's been going back and forth about this adoption. She's very particular about who she wants her baby.
Well, what if she doesn't like us?
Eric is sure she will.
What if she lets us adopt and then she changes her mind?
Well, that's something we have to be prepared for, Diana. In California, the birth parents have the right to do that at any time for 90 days after the adoption.
Ugh, that's unthinkable.
We should go straight to the hospital when we land.
A young girl's in labor.
Come on, Jane. Come on. Just a little more. We're almost there. Good. Just one more big push.
Hi. Let's be the Douglases. We heard you were coming.
We were hoping you'd make it in time.
I'm Andy. This is Diana.
I know. Come on in.
They step into the room.
Eric says you're good people. Will you take good care of my baby?
Oh, we're gonna love it like it's our own, I promise. Okay, come on, Jane. One big push. Good.
Don't go! Don't go, come back!
Keep pushing, Jane. Come on, just a little bit more. You're doing great. Here we go, just a little bit more. We're almost there. I can see the head. Good. Good. A little more push. Good, we're almost there. Okay, got it. Got a girl.
Diana smiles over at Andy.
She's beautiful.
A nurse places the baby in a crib, and Andy and Diana exchange happy smiles. As the baby's wrapped in a blanket, an exhausted Jane turns away. Now the nurse brings the baby over to Jane.
You can give it to her mother.
She puts the baby in Diana's arms, and Diana smiles down at her. Andy watches the two of them for a moment, then leans in towards the baby, looking completely in awe. Now a stream running through Andy and Diana's garden. Inside the house, they're with the baby.
You still like the name Hillary?
Yeah, I love it.
He holds one of the baby's hands.
Where are we gonna put her?
Oh, in our room. I don't want her too far from us.
I don't know who looks happier. You or our daughter.
Diana gently strokes the baby's face, then she reaches over to caress Andy's cheek and take his hand. Brad and Pilar.
You sure this is okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, you know, Dr. Johnson didn't officially confine me to bed or anything. He just told me to rest.
I know, but I just feel...
No, I'm fine, really. Besides, I couldn't have stayed in bed another minute. It's too beautiful a day. I couldn't get through these next 4 months without you.
You assume I'm staying.
What's the matter? You tired of sharing your bed with the Goodyear blimp?
But don't go getting sensitive on me here.
They stand for a moment.
Okay, Shamu, let's go.
Oh, that's not
fair. I'm too easy a target.
Yeah, you're pretty hard to miss.
Am I disgusting?
Just remember, every time you start feeling sorry for yourself, mm-hmm. I did this to you.
Well, that'll be a comfort.
And remember this. I love you.
Thank you.
All of you.
They kiss.
All right, come on, let's go. Come on.
Andy arrives home with flowers.
Happy anniversary! Hey! Yo!
Hey.
Oh. Happy anniversary. You look terrible.
Thanks a lot. I'm just worn out. Oh, these are beautiful.
I'll do bottle duty tonight, but I want you to see a doctor tomorrow. This has just gone on way too long.
Come on. All new mothers look like this in the first couple of months. Besides, I don't want to see another doctor ever again.
You're going, and that's that. Hillary and I need you.
Honey, I'll be fine in the morning, really.
He leans closer to her.
Don't argue with a lawyer.
Okay.
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 Hiya, Charlie, hiya!
Oh, he's crazy getting a nosebleed. All right. Oh, come here. All right, that's it. Now take a little break. I'll be right over there with your mother. I'll be keeping my eye on you, okay? What's that? Hey!
Charlie goes over to Beth.
She's tiring me out. I'm dead.
Why do you say you're never gonna have kids? You are so good with them.
I don't know. I just don't think I'll ever get married again. In fact, I know I won't.
That wasn't what I asked. I wasn't proposing, you know.
Sorry.
Suddenly, his expression turned serious.
I can't have children. I went to a doctor and I found out.
Oh, Charlie.
I should have told you sooner. It's just, you know, it's not the type of thing that you bring up to somebody on a first date.
No. Of course, it would have saved us a lot of trouble with birth control later on.
He smiles ruefully.
So what's this about never getting married again?
I just, it's not fair.
Why?
Well, you want to have more children, don't you?
I don't know. Maybe not. You know? I think if a woman really loves you, she wouldn't give a damn about whether you could have kids or not.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not. I know, because I wouldn't give a damn. I know.
You mean that?
I do.
He smiles, then leans over to kiss her. Now in Andy's office.
Yeah, I'm in.
Hi.
What's wrong?
Sit down.
What's the matter?
Sit. What? I'm pregnant.
What?
Yes.
What?
I've been pregnant for 3 months. That's why I've been so sick.
Oh, no, what? What about Dr. Johnson?
It's a miracle.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh. We're a little overcrowded at the moment. We just had 5 new arrivals from social services. And like I told you on the phone, Mr. Winwood, our waiting list for infants is very long. It could be years, or maybe never.
You do have children here who need homes.
Yes, some children. Older children are those with physical and emotional problems.
Charlie and Beth look around at the children playing.
Well, you're right over here.
Have you set the date?
Yes, we're getting married in a month. My daughter's really thrilled about being our flower girl.
Charlie goes over to a little boy who's playing alone in a sand pit. He crouches down beside him.
What are you making?
The boy carries on filling his bucket with sand.
Can I help?
The boy glances over at him, then gets up and starts stamping down the sand.
You know, when I was your age, I used to build sandcastles here too. That's right. I grew up here, just like you. And you know what? I couldn't wait to get out of here.
The boy smiles.
Can you hand me that shovel?
After a moment's hesitation, the boy gives him the plastic shovel.
Thank you.
Then Charlie steps into the sand pit.
My name's Charlie. What's yours?
Bernie.
I'll tell you what, Bernie. I'm going to build the top of the castle. Want to help me build the bottom?
Bernie starts rounding off a pile of sand, and Charlie smiles at him warmly. Now, Pilar's in labor.
All right, Pilar. Give me one nice big push. That's it. That's it.
Come on, baby. You can do it.
There you go. That's it. Push.
Good girl.
One more. One more big push. Okay, I can see the head. Push. Push. That's it. Okay. Stop pushing. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Oh, it's the boy.
It's coming, honey. Look,
where?
Look.
Where?
Look.
Oh, God.
Oh, look at that, Leah. Oh,
a nurse puts him in a crib.
All right, the nurses are just going to dry him off, and we'll bring him to you in a little bit. Now, listen. I want you to take a few seconds and just relax. Then we'll start again for the second baby.
God, no. No, I can't.
Yes,
I can't.
Can. Yes,
no,
can.
I can't, honey.
You can, honey. Yes,
oh, God,
can.
This is so hard.
Oh, I know. Yes, I know. Oh. You can do it. I'll be right back. Doctor, can I talk to you? Look, I know she wants to do this naturally, but can't you do something for her? She's been going at it like this for 24 hours.
We'll do a cesarean if the girl doesn't come quickly.
Good. Well, whatever's best for my wife.
Now, let's just see if we can't get the baby moving in the next few minutes. If not, notify the OR. We'll be coming down.
Thank you.
They go back over to Pilar.
Pilar, I know you're tired, but I want you to push again.
No.
Come on, honey. Come on, you can do it.
The nurse looks at a printout from a machine, then leans over to whisper something to Alex.
Pilar, I need one big push. Now, you don't want to have to go to the operating after all this hard work, so give me one nice big push.
That's my girl.
That's it.
That's my girl.
That's it. One more. Give me one more big push.
Yeah.
Okay, stop pushing.
Okay. Here she comes.
Here she comes.
Come on, honey.
Here we go.
There she is. Look.
Alex hands a tiny baby over to the nurse.
Oh, God.
While the nurses are busy wrapping up the boy in a blanket, a pediatric team is working on the little girl, listening to her heart and giving her oxygen.
What's going on? Brad? What's going on?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Doctor? What?
Alex comes over to them.
The girl was very small. We think she lost a lot of blood to her brother. It's called twin-to-twin transfusion. I'm sorry. She didn't make it.
Brad and Pilar look shell-shocked. A nurse brings them their little boy.
Would you like to hold your son, Mrs. Coleman?
I want my baby girl.
dad takes him. He gazes down at him with a sad smile. Diana's in the baby's room, cradling Hillary.
Hey, Daddy, I have a surprise for you, Angel. Your own brother or sister. It's a miracle, you know that? Maybe it's a miracle just for you. Oh, I love you so much, Hillary. Yeah. You're gonna always be our first love. Our first miracle.
Now, mourners start to move away from around the gravesite of Brad and Pilar's little girl. Pilar's friend comes over to comfort her. Brad's standing next to her, holding their son. Nancy comes over and puts her arm around Pilar's shoulder, then kisses her father on the cheek. Pilar looks over at their little boy. Brad notices her sad expression. After a moment, Pilar reaches over to touch her son's little hand as he wriggles in his father's arms. Brad glances at her, then she takes the little boy from him. Her face is a mixture of emotions as she looks down at her son, then over at her daughter's coffin. Then she smiles, and she and Brad turn and walk away from the gravesite with their arms around each other. Now, Diana's family are gathered in her and Andy's garden. She's with her sister and mother and holding Hillary in her arms.
Did you start to roll over?
You're kidding. Emma didn't even hold her head up.
Guacamole.
Don't even ask Mom.
Here, all right.
Come, Hillary. Come to Grandma.
Diana goes over to Andy.
Eric just called. Apparently, Hillary's birth mother and father are seeing one another again, and they're having second thoughts about Hillary.
What do you mean, second thoughts? Can they do that?
Apparently.
What about the 90 days?
Well, the 90 days aren't up until next week, and they want to take Hillary for the weekend before they decide.
Andy, they can't do that.
Eric says they can.
Now, Bernie comes to stand in front of a soccer ball. Charlie comes up to him and whispers something in his ear. Then he crouches down in front of him and shows him which bit of his foot to hit the ball with. Bernie has two or three practices while Charlie holds on to the ball. Then Charlie runs across the lawn and Bernie kicks the ball straight past him. Charlie runs onto the beach to collect it, then he and Bernie swap places on the lawn. Bernie gets ready. When Charlie kicks the ball, he catches it. Bernie walks over to Charlie, who gives him some more advice. Then, as they head off down the beach together, Bernie slips his hand in Charlie's. Jane and her boyfriend are at Andy and Diana's house.
This is Edward, Hillary's father.
I'm sorry.
We stay up with her when she's sick. We get up with her four times a night. We hold her, we carry her, and we love her.
I carried her for 9 months.
I know, and I will always be grateful to you for giving her to us. But you see, you just can't give her to us. Say, here, love her for Emma, and then, no, sorry, I changed my mind. Maybe I can because I'm her mother.
Jean steps forward to take the baby, but Diana turns away. Sobbing, Diana reluctantly hands Hillary over to her mother. Then she puts her hand over her mouth, trying to stem the tears.
Eric told us you were pregnant. I thought you couldn't have kids.
Well, that's what we thought, but...
So soon you'll have a child of your own.
Hillary is our child.
Come on. We'll call by 9 Monday morning to let you know what we decided.
He picks up Hillary's things.
We don't want to make this any harder than it has to be.
Then he follows Jane downstairs. Diana turns, and Andy takes her in his arms. Now, Charlie, Beth, and Annie.
Yeah, that's where I got the den of bedspread with the dinosaurs on it.
What? That wasn't for me. Hey, Annie, do you remember what we're doing here?
Yeah, I'm getting a little brother.
And you know that means that. We're not going to love you any less, right, honey? It just means we have someone new to love. Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
Bernie comes out of the office.
Bernie, say hello to the Winwoods again.
Good to see you, Bernie.
The Winwoods are here to take you home.
Well, that's if you'd still like to. Remember when you came to our house with Sister Teresa and we talked about how I was going to be a new dad and how Beth was going to be a new mom? Remember Annie? She'd be your sister.
The children exchange smiles.
You still want me?
Of course we do.
Can I take my bear?
Absolutely. You can take anything you like.
And we have real good toys at our house.
Like what?
We have lots of stuffed animals and Legos, and I have a bike you can use. It's a girl's bike, but I think it will fit you. And we could go rollerblading and ride riding down to the park. Oh, and guess what?
Charlie goes to stand next to Beth, and they look down at the children with loving smiles. At Diana and Andy's house.
It's been 12 hours since they said they'd call. The next time Eric calls, he's going to tell us we'll never see Hillary again.
Maybe they just haven't decided yet.
Right. We don't want to make it any harder on you than we have to. I'm going to bed.
As she heads towards the stairs, Andy stays by the phone, his chin resting on his folded arms. Later, in the middle of the night, Diana's lying in bed with her eyes wide open. She has her back to Andy, who's also lying on his side, wide awake, staring into the darkness. Nancy's playing with her little boy.
Oh, yes, you want to bounce? Huh? You a happy baby? Woo!
Come here. Say hello to your nephew, okay?
Hi.
This.
Hi.
Oh, my God, he's eating up. I think they're going to be friends. I'd like that.
Listen, Pilar, I'm sorry about giving you such a hard time early on about the baby.
I know you are.
It's just that sometimes sorting out where all the lines get drawn, you know, can be a little sticky.
Yeah, well, especially with stepmoms and half-uncles who are younger than their nephews.
Yeah.
It's forgotten. You know, when your dad and I decided to have a baby, I had absolutely no idea what it was going to involve, but... Even with everything we went through, having Christian and your dad in my life makes it all worthwhile.
You're a wonderful mother.
I hope so.
You are.
Andy's just arriving home.
Diana, you here? Hello. Edward. Thank God, I thought we'd never hear from you again. So, what's going on? You guys made your decision?
Diana's walking on the beach. She stares over at some children playing, then places her hand on her belly and smiles wistfully.
Diana! Diana!
Andy?
He's got Hillary with him.
Well, I got home early and the phone was ringing and it was Edward and he said that he and Jane grappled with the decision all night. They hardly got any sleep.
That's a lot more than we got.
Well, and they finally realized they had to go through with the adoption.
They thought, huh?
And they signed the adoption papers, too.
They did?
Yeah.
It's finally real?
It's real. As real as Hillary. She's finally ours, once and for all. No turning back.
Do you know how much you mean to us, huh?
Yeah, I think she knows.
They kiss. They set off along the beach together, then stop for another kiss. Now Annie to Bernie.
I just thought of something. Why don't we tackle them?
They run off down the sands towards Charlie and Beth, who are busy kissing. Bernie holds back for a moment, but Charlie pulls him into his arms and rolls backwards onto the sand with him. Beth and Annie join in with the rough and tumble.
I think he's getting his sea legs.
Can't even walk yet.
Yeah, he's just like me when I was a baby.
So which of my traits do you think he's gonna have, Captain?
If he's lucky, all of them.
Brad kisses her, then he holds their son up in the air. Their yacht speeds on across the water. On the shore, not very far away, Andy and Diana are leaving the beach with Hillary. They stop for another kiss. Nearby, Charlie, Beth, and their two children are sitting on the sand playing clapping games. The beach stretches on into the distance, strewn with driftwood. Pilar and Brad's red and white sailed yacht drifts onwards across the calm water.